We're continuing with the Chazonish, Emuna uBitachon, and we are up to the second section of the first chapter. The Chazonish had described this tremendous thirst, the tremendous yearning within the person to decipher, to unlock that great secret, to understand that there is a creator, and connect to the Emuna. The Chazon Ish said that our perception of nature makes it incumbent upon us to sense that there is a great plan behind nature. There is a great system at play here, and so there must be a great planner. And what value is there if you see as much as you can? We said at the end of the previous section that Hashem gave us this tremendous capacity to see, and without it we would not be able to master nature. But of what value is it that you could see if this creature called man would not have the strength, the capacity to move? And he wouldn't be able to shift anything from its place. So the creator of this fantastic, this magnificent creature called man took this to heart. And so he allotted him with two hands, one to the right and one to the left. And every hand is divided into components. And each component of the hand shifts within its socket, and it has the strength to be used swiftly and lightly. And so at the end of the hand, God, the Creator, added these sticks divided into five on each hand. Asher anachnu kruim otan etzbaot, we call these sticks fingers. Od nitan ben koach hamishush levchin ben kar lecham. God gave them the capacity to sense the difference between cold and hot. Ben yavesh lelach, between dry and wet. Ben rach lekasheh, between soft and hard. Hakol kafi atzorech leseder hachayim al pnei chalet. All in accordance with the need of life on this earth. Now, of what benefit is it to man if he could use his eyes to see and his hands to feel, but he himself would be incapable of moving from his spot? So God formed two feet for man to walk on planet Earth. And all was done so beautifully with wisdom, understanding, thought, and deep insight. So what good is the hands and feet if they are a part of a dead body, if they have no spirit? So God blew into man the spirit of life. Kamus soda meitanu. The secret of life is hidden from us. Aluma chidata, that riddle is beyond our perception. Aval eidim anachnu gam bnei adam gam bnei ish, ki yeshna v'nimtzai. But we are testimonial, all of humanity, we are all testimonial to this concept that it exists, there is life. Chaya v'kayama, life. Well, life is living, it is existent. And due to this spirit of life that God blew within us, that's why we are existent. And so long as it exists, we exist. So we give names to this life that was blown within us. We have different terms for life within the human being. And all these terms, says the Chazon Ish, they're all distant terms. They're all approximations. We don't know what we're talking about. We call it nefesh, ruach, neshama. But what is life? We don't know.
That's a different question.
But did you grasp the greatness in this sentence? The Chazon Ish also knew Zohar. And he says, but at the end of the day, we don't know. I'm not embarrassed to say. We call it life, we call it godliness, we call it Ruach Hayim. But what is it? What is it, this neshama? Yes.
Saying that, we don't have our fingers, we have a disadvantage. We don't have our eyes, we have a disadvantage. We don't have our soul, we have a disadvantage. Who are we here? I mean, he's saying that without the soul and without the body, we'd be at a disadvantage. But which one, where's our starting point? Who's us that without the other, we'd be at a disadvantage?
Okay, so he began by describing this fantastic machine, the man that was created. So the machine was given another fantastic machine called the eye. So whatever you want to say his starting point is, he's saying you need both. Neither. He's coming to say you need a body, you need a hand, you need eyes, you need feet, you need a soul. You want to say where was the starting point?
I mean,
let's say his starting point was the stomach.
Okay, I mean, he's trying to understand his point. He's trying to show that the different parts of the body and the soul are really gifts from Hashem for us for our benefit.
No, he's trying to show that there's a great plan here. That if it was without a plan, then you wouldn't have such a phenomenal eye, specifically on two sides of the head, so you could gauge distances when you see them. Specifically with a black pupil that could take in light, that can understand what it's seeing, that can relay messages to the brain. There's a system here. What he's trying to show is there's a phenomenal system. This is a continuation of that thought in the first chapter. You look at the world and you see order. You see a plan. This isn't haphazard. So you'll ask me, what about the blind people? What about the lame people? Good question. So you have a question, why are there exceptions to the system? And those exceptions make you think, hey, maybe there isn't a system. But he's saying, wait a second. Just look at the human body. Just look at the human being. And you understand there is a system. Your questions will not contradict what's blatant if you only stop and look at it. So that's what he's spelling out. If you just look, you see there's a phenomenal system. There's a phenomenal order. We don't understand what's behind it, but we know there's a system. And that's what he's trying to show. Yeah? V'omnam, הרבה ממרהיבי עין ומפליאי לב בגוף האדם, איבריו ופרקיו להחזיק את רוח החיים בגוף הגשם, תוכנית הבשר והעצמות ומרוצת הדם בכל אורקיו ומהווים את החיים, והאדם הוא הנפש החיה באדם. But, says the Chazanish, הרבה ממרהיבי עין ומפליאי לב. He did something that's even more wondrous than what we've discussed until now. When you look into the human cavity, when you look into the body, when you start looking at the limbs and their capacity to contain life within that system, within this physical body, that formation of flesh, the brilliant way in which the body is formed with bones and veins and sinews and the artery system that Hashem created, that you have life running through this body to maintain the body, that's even more wondrous than everything we've said until now. The internal system that keeps man alive. ואומנם אחרי שנעשה האדם עדיין אין קיומו נאמן. But even after man was formed, he still has no guarantee about his existence. Ki ayu chayav tluyim b'mazon tmidi hamchadesh damo b'kirbo, because his life is contingent on continuous sustenance. He needs to eat. He needs to renew his energy, his blood from within. Ba'asher lezot sidru ma'asev reshit dagan tirosh ve'itzar. וצמח האדמה ועץ פרי מינים רבים מן מספר, וכל אחד מהם עצור מכוחות שונים המתאימים למזון האדם להבריאו, להשקות עצמותיו, להחיות נפשו על פני הארץ. And that's why the order in which Hashem created grain, wine, oil, plants, fruit trees, so many different forms of food, each one of them has different strengths that fit the needs of man. They are there to heal man. They are there to quench his thirst. They are there to sustain his bones and sustain his life on earth. So man needs different nutrients, different vitamins. Our needs, our physical needs are met with the different forms of food that Hashem created. וכבר זכה האדם ללמוד תורה ודעת תליות החוכמה במבנה כל צמח למיניו. And man has already merited to learn all the different wisdoms about how plants are formed and the strengths of each plant. ואשר מעיד על יוצרו אשר אין חקר לתמונתו. And if you only analyze all the brilliance in this system, in this world, in the system that supports man, that can keep him living, that too is testimonial to the Creator that his wisdom and understanding knows no bounds and is beyond our capacity to research and define. So again, what we see now, if we look at man, the formation of man, the system of how man functions and his body, and his body contains itself, and his body is given the sustenance from everything around. Again, you see a phenomenal system that also attests to the Creator.